Imagine reaching retirement with zero tax liability. Not because you've hidden assets offshore or engaged in questionable schemes, but through perfectly legal financial planning. This revolutionary concept forms the core of David McKnight's The Power of Zero, a book that has quietly transformed retirement planning across America. Since its publication, the book has become required reading among financial advisors and has been embraced by Fortune 500 executives who have implemented its strategies for decades. Even former U.S. Comptroller General David Walker, who served under Presidents Clinton and Bush, contributed the foreword, lending significant credibility to McKnight's warnings about America's looming tax crisis. What makes this approach so compelling is its mathematical certainty. If tax rates inevitably rise, as McKnight convincingly argues they must, positioning yourself in the 0% tax bracket provides absolute protection because 2 times 0 is still 0. America faces a mathematical certainty that threatens to bankrupt the nation or dramatically increase tax rates. The evidence is overwhelming and undeniable, rooted in demographic shifts and fiscal realities that have been building for decades. When Social Security began in 1935, 42 workers supported each beneficiary, and the average American died at age 62, before reaching retirement age. Today, only 3 workers support each beneficiary, and retirees often live 20, 30 years after stopping work. This demographic disaster worsened when baby boomers had 32 million fewer children than their parents' generation, creating a population pyramid that cannot sustainably support current benefit levels. The financial consequences are staggering and compound annually. Social Security and Medicare already consume 76 cents of every tax dollar collected, potentially rising to 92 cents by 2026. This leaves almost nothing for defense, infrastructure, education, and other essential government functions. The national debt has exploded from $15 trillion when the book was first published to over $21 trillion today, with unfunded obligations for Social Security and Medicare exceeding $100 trillion. These obligations represent promises made to future retirees without adequate funding mechanisms in place, essentially writing checks against an empty account. History shows that dramatic tax increases aren't unprecedented and have been used before to address national crises. In 1913, when the federal income tax was first implemented, the highest marginal tax rate was just 1% and applied only to income above $500,000, equivalent to about $13 million today. By 1943, during World War II, it had skyrocketed to 94% on income over $200,000. From 1936 to 1981, the top rate never dropped below 70%, affecting high-income earners across multiple generations. Even Ronald Reagan, the champion of tax cuts, experienced these punitive rates firsthand during his acting career. He refused to make more than 2 movies annually because he kept only 6 cents on every dollar earned above $200,000, effectively creating a disincentive for additional work. The Congressional Budget Office projects that without significant entitlement reform, future tax brackets could reach 25% for lower-income earners, 63% for middle-income brackets, and 88% for top earners. These projections account for demographic trends, healthcare cost inflation, and the growing national debt burden. Today's historically low rates, the lowest in nearly 80 years, represent a temporary reprieve before the mathematical certainty of higher taxes arrives. The combination of an aging population, increasing life expectancy, rising healthcare costs, and mounting debt service creates an inevitable fiscal pressure that must be addressed through either dramatic spending cuts, substantial tax increases, or both. Recent attempts at tax reform have not addressed these fundamental structural issues, instead focusing on short-term adjustments that may actually worsen long-term fiscal stability. Without comprehensive reform of entitlement programs and the tax system, future generations face an unprecedented tax burden that could fundamentally alter the American economic landscape. Reaching the zero tax bracket requires understanding the three fundamental investment buckets: taxable, tax-deferred, and tax-free. Each serves a specific purpose in your retirement strategy, but balancing them correctly is crucial for optimizing your long-term financial health and minimizing tax exposure. The taxable bucket includes everyday investments that generate 1099 forms annually: savings accounts, CDs, mutual funds, stocks, bonds, and brokerage accounts. While these provide immediate liquidity for emergencies and short-term goals, they create significant tax inefficiency through what McKnight calls the double compounding effect. Not only does your balance grow, triggering larger tax bills each year, but when tax rates simultaneously increase, your tax burden compounds dramatically. Even modest 1% annual tax increases can increase your tax burden by 74% over just 10 years. For example, a $100,000 investment growing at 7% annually could generate thousands in taxable gains each year, with the tax burden growing exponentially as both the account value and tax rates increase. Additionally, excessive money in taxable accounts can trigger unintended Social Security taxation, a factor many retirees overlook until it's too late. Since 1983, the IRS has established provisional income thresholds that determine whether your Social Security benefits get taxed. Growth from taxable investments counts toward these thresholds, potentially causing up to 85% of your Social Security benefits to become taxable. For married couples filing jointly in 2023, provisional income exceeding $44,000 triggers maximum taxation, while singles face this threshold at $34,000. The impact of poor bucket allocation can be severe. Consider a retiree with $500,000 in taxable accounts generating 4% annual returns. This creates $20,000 in taxable income annually, which could push their Social Security benefits into higher taxation brackets and potentially increase Medicare premiums through IRMA surcharges. The ideal balance for your taxable bucket is approximately 6 months' worth of expenses as an emergency fund, typically between $30,000 and $50,000 for most households. This provides sufficient liquidity for unexpected costs while minimizing tax exposure. Anything more creates unnecessary obstacles to reaching the zero tax bracket in retirement. Strategic reallocation of excess taxable funds to tax-advantaged accounts can significantly improve long-term tax efficiency and retirement income planning. Understanding the interplay between these buckets is crucial for retirement planning. While taxable accounts offer flexibility, their tax implications can create cascading effects that impact Social Security benefits, Medicare premiums, and overall retirement tax efficiency. The key is maintaining just enough in taxable accounts for liquidity while strategically utilizing the other buckets for long-term growth and tax minimization. The tax-deferred bucket, 401ks, 403bs, traditional IRAs, and similar accounts, represents the most common retirement savings approach for Americans. These accounts offer convenient payroll deductions and often include employer matches, making them seem like no-brainer investments. However, they create a partnership with the IRS, where future tax rates determine how much of your money you'll actually keep. The conventional wisdom that you'll be in a lower tax bracket during retirement often proves false for three reasons. First, retirees lose their most valuable deductions: mortgage interest, homes are typically paid off, dependent children, retirement plan contributions, and often charitable donations, which shift from money to time. Second, with only the standard deduction remaining, retirees often find themselves in surprisingly high tax brackets. Third, with government debt pressures mounting, tax rates are mathematically certain to increase. Tax-deferred accounts also create a classic catch-22 situation. On one side, the IRS forces you to take required minimum distributions, RMDs, at age 72 or face a punishing 50% excise tax plus regular income taxes. On the other side, taking out too much triggers higher taxation of your Social Security benefits. You're penalized whether you withdraw too little or too much. Many Americans also deplete their retirement accounts faster than expected due to misunderstanding a critical math formula. When withdrawing $100,000 after tax at a 30% tax rate, most people incorrectly calculate they need $130,000. The correct formula requires dividing by 1 minus tax rate. $100,000 divided by 0.7 equals $142,857. This $12,857 difference accelerates account depletion. Despite these criticisms, tax-deferred accounts make sense in two scenarios. Always contribute enough to get your employer's match, it's free money, and maintain enough to ensure your RMDs at age 72 equal your standard deduction, allowing tax-free withdrawals. The tax-free bucket represents the least utilized yet most powerful retirement savings vehicle in America's complex financial landscape. To qualify as truly tax-free, investments must meet two critical litmus tests. They must be free from all taxes, federal, state, and capital gains, and distributions cannot count as provisional income that might trigger Social Security taxation. This distinction is crucial because many investments marketed as tax-advantaged still face some form of taxation during accumulation or withdrawal. The Roth IRA stands as the premier tax-free investment vehicle, offering unparalleled long-term benefits. While funded with after-tax dollars, all qualified distributions after age 59 and a half are completely tax-free and don't count as provisional income, a feature that becomes increasingly valuable in retirement. Its strict limitations, $6,500 annual contribution limit, 2022, income thresholds around $214,000 for married couples filing jointly, and earned income requirements, actually signal its tremendous value to the government and, by extension, to investors. The mathematical advantage of Roth IRAs becomes particularly compelling when considering future tax rates. If tax rates remain exactly the same throughout your lifetime, traditional and Roth IRAs perform identically after taxes. However, if tax rates increase by even 1%, the Roth IRA becomes mathematically superior. Given America's current fiscal condition, including growing national debt, unfunded entitlement obligations, and demographic shifts toward an aging population, betting on higher future tax rates makes the Roth IRA the better choice for most Americans. This advantage compounds significantly over decades of investment growth. For high-income earners exceeding Roth IRA income thresholds, non-deductible IRAs offer an alternative path to tax-free retirement savings through backdoor Roth conversions. This strategy involves making non-deductible contributions to a traditional IRA and then converting those funds to a Roth IRA. However, the IRS pro rata rule creates complications for those with existing pre-tax IRA balances, potentially triggering unexpected tax consequences. The rule requires considering all IRA assets when calculating the taxable portion of any conversion, making careful planning essential. Converting traditional IRAs to Roth IRAs can strategically shift assets to tax-free status, taking advantage of today's historically low rates. Optimal timing for conversions typically include years with lower income, market downturns that temporarily decrease account values, or early retirement years before required minimum distributions begin. However, timing is critical, and having sufficient funds outside the IRA to pay the resulting taxes is essential to avoid early withdrawal penalties. Strategic partial conversions over several years can help manage tax brackets and minimize the overall tax impact. Additional tax-free strategies include health savings accounts, HSAs, which offer triple tax advantages when used for qualified medical expenses, and certain municipal bonds, though these require careful evaluation of state-specific tax implications and yield comparisons with taxable alternatives. The Life Insurance Retirement Plan, LIRP, represents a sophisticated financial strategy that offers substantial tax advantages when traditional retirement accounts reach their limits. Unlike conventional life insurance policies that prioritize death benefits while requiring minimal premium payments, LIRPs take the opposite approach. They minimize insurance coverage while maximizing cash value accumulation within IRS guidelines. This strategic structuring creates a powerful tax-free distribution vehicle that remains separate from provisional income calculations, preventing increased taxation on Social Security benefits. LIRPs offer several distinct advantages over traditional retirement accounts that make them particularly attractive for wealth accumulation. 1. Unlimited contribution potential. While Roth IRAs cap annual contributions at $6,500, $7,500 for those over 50, LIRPs allow unlimited contributions based on the insurance contract structure. This flexibility enables aggressive wealth building for those with significant disposable income. 2. No income restrictions. High earners often find themselves locked out of Roth IRAs due to income limitations. LIRPs remain accessible regardless of income level, making them valuable for executives, business owners, and successful professionals. 3. Grandfather protection. Historical precedent shows strong protection of existing LIRP benefits when tax laws change. This grandfather status provides peace of mind for long-term planning, unlike other retirement vehicles that may face future legislative modifications. 4. Diverse growth options. Modern LIRPs offer multiple investment approaches, including fixed-rate accounts providing guaranteed returns, indexed accounts that track market performance while protecting against losses, variable accounts for those seeking direct market exposure, hybrid options combining multiple strategies. 5. Early access flexibility. Unlike traditional retirement accounts that impose penalties for withdrawals before age 59 and a half, LIRPs allow access to funds through tax-free loans at any age. This feature provides important financial flexibility for major life events or opportunities. 6. Built-in protection. Many LIRPs now include living benefit riders that provide long-term care coverage or chronic illness benefits without additional underwriting, creating a multi-purpose financial tool. The widespread adoption of LIRPs among corporate leaders is telling. Approximately 85% of Fortune 500 CEOs utilize these structures as primary retirement planning tools. This high adoption rate among sophisticated financial players underscores their effectiveness for tax-efficient wealth accumulation. While historically these products carried high fees and complex distribution restrictions that limited their use to wealthy individuals, recent product innovations have dramatically reduced costs and simplified structures, making them accessible to a broader range of investors. The key to maximizing LIRP efficiency lies in precise initial contract structuring. The optimal approach minimizes the life insurance component while funding at the highest level permitted under IRS guidelines. This maximum funding strategy keeps expenses as a percentage of contributions low, typically averaging around 1.5% over the program's lifetime, comparable to many employer-sponsored 401k plans. When properly structured, these modern LIRPs can provide tax-free growth and distribution while maintaining flexibility and control over assets. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017 created an unprecedented opportunity, an 8-year window of the lowest tax rates Americans are likely to see in their lifetime. With a sunset clause ensuring rates revert to pre-2018 levels on January 1, 2026, we now have both mathematical certainty and a specific deadline for when taxes will increase. This legislation restructured tax brackets significantly, creating substantial asset shifting opportunities. The 24% bracket now covers income from $178,150 to $340,100 for married couples, 2022, a range that would have previously hit the 28% and 33% brackets. This represents potential savings of $7,000 to $15,000 for those moving assets from tax-deferred to tax-free accounts. While 0% remains the ideal tax bracket, the 24% bracket represents the unheralded sweet spot of the current tax code. For those already in the 22% bracket, moving into the 24% bracket means paying just 2% more in marginal tax rate while being able to shift an additional $150,000 into tax-free accounts. With tax rates guaranteed to increase on January 1, 2026, strategic asset shifting requires finding your magic number, the perfect mathematical amount to shift annually between now and 2026. The goal is to move assets slowly enough to avoid jumping too high in the tax brackets, but quickly enough to complete the shift before rates increase. Ironically, the recent tax cuts actually worsened America's fiscal situation by reducing revenue and adding $1.5 trillion to the national debt. This means the eventual fix for our economic problems will be even more painful than before. The legislation merely postponed the inevitable while accelerating the underlying problem. To illustrate how these principles work together, consider Bob and Sue Jones, a couple with $500,000 in IRAs, $100,000 in mutual funds, a 401k with no employer match, term life insurance, and long-term care insurance. The traditional financial advisor approach would focus solely on improving investment returns while ignoring tax implications. Instead, a tax-free retirement strategy examines each account individually to develop a comprehensive plan. 1. Traditional IRAs. At 8% annual growth, their $500,000 would balloon to $1.5 million in 15 years, forcing them into higher tax brackets through RMDs. Using IRS Section 72T, they can take substantially equal periodic payments of about $25,000 annually without penalty, paying taxes at today's historically low rates rather than potentially higher future rates. 2. Taxable mutual funds. Using the 6-month rule, they only need $50,000 for emergencies. They should shift $6,000 annually from these funds to tax-free vehicles. 3. 401k. Since they aren't receiving any employer match, they should recapture their entire $10,000 annual contribution and redirect it to tax-free investments. 4. Term life insurance and long-term care. They can recapture their $2,000 annual term insurance premiums and $4,000 long-term care premiums, shifting them to more efficient tax-free vehicles that provide similar protections. With these recaptured funds, they can create 4 streams of tax-free income. 1. Roth IRAs. Fully funding 2 Roth IRAs at $6,500 each, $13,000 total, creates their first tax-free income stream. 2. The LRP. The remaining $23,500 annually can fund life insurance retirement plans that offer tax-free growth without contribution limits or income restrictions. 3. Strategic IRA withdrawals. By keeping their IRA balances at $500,000 rather than allowing them to grow to $1.5 million, they can take distributions up to their standard deduction, projected to be $37,000 in retirement, completely tax-free. 4. Tax-free Social Security. By carefully managing their other income sources to stay below provisional income thresholds, they can receive their Social Security benefits completely tax-free. With these 4 streams of tax-free income, Bob and Sue can achieve the coveted 0% tax bracket in retirement, protecting themselves from future tax increases and extending their retirement savings by 5 to 7 years. Even those with pensions can implement effective tax-free retirement strategies, though the approach depends entirely on pension size and structure. When your household's combined pensions are less than your standard deduction, $24,000 in 2018, adjusted annually for inflation, you can still achieve the 0% tax bracket because your pension would be offset by deductions. This creates a unique opportunity to strategically position other retirement assets. However, when your pension exceeds your standard deduction, achieving the 0% tax bracket becomes mathematically impossible, making it crucial to shift tax-deferred assets into tax-free vehicles while tax rates remain historically low, particularly given the likelihood of future rate increases. Creating a tax-free roadmap with a specialist provides an asset shifting schedule based on your current balances, contributions, and anticipated growth rates. This comprehensive blueprint requires constant adjustments to anticipate potential pitfalls and navigate the complex journey to tax-free retirement. The process typically spans 5 to 15 years and involves careful consideration of market conditions, tax law changes, and personal circumstances. Regular quarterly reviews ensure the strategy remains aligned with changing economic conditions and life events. The ideal balance across all three buckets requires careful calibration. 1. Taxable bucket. Approximately 6 months of income for emergencies, plus additional funds for major planned expenses within 3 to 5 years. This might include $30,000 to $50,000 for most households, though high-income families might need more. 2. Tax-deferred bucket. Enough to generate required minimum distributions, RMDs, equal to your standard deduction in retirement. For example, a $500,000 balance at age 72 might generate roughly $20,000 in RMDs, aligning well with standard deductions for married couples. 3. Tax-free bucket. Any dollars beyond the ideal balance in the first two buckets should flow here. This typically becomes the largest bucket over time, often holding 50 to 70% of total retirement assets. Finding a qualified tax-free planning specialist is crucial, as most traditional financial advisors remain focused on tax-deferred approaches. They often have a significant conflict of interest. If you move $1 million from a tax-deferred account to a tax-free one, paying 30% in taxes reduces their 1% management fee from $10,000 to $7,000 annually. Look for advisors who specifically focus on tax-free retirement strategies and have experience with Roth conversions, life insurance retirement plans, and other tax-advantaged vehicles. The implementation process should include regular tax projection analysis, careful consideration of bracket bumping risks, and strategic timing of conversions to minimize tax impact. Many successful retirees complete their tax-free transition over 7 to 10 years, taking advantage of tax brackets and market conditions to optimize their positioning. While the benefits of the zero-tax strategy seem straightforward, implementation raises important questions. No one is too old to adopt this strategy. If you'll be alive when tax rates increase, you stand to benefit. And contrary to concerns about civic duty, as Judge Learned Hand famously stated, there is nothing sinister in so arranging one's affairs as to keep taxes as low as possible. And nobody owes any public duty to pay more than the law demands. Regarding the security of tax-free accounts, while theoretically the government could decide to tax Roth IRAs in retirement, taxing both seed and harvest would be unprecedented and politically dangerous. More likely would be eliminating future contributions while grandfathering existing accounts. The ideal pace for Roth conversions balances avoiding future tax rate increases while preventing yourself from jumping into higher current brackets. Converting all at once makes sense if the amount is small enough to keep you in a reasonable bracket, or if you're already in the highest bracket and expect to remain there in retirement. For LERPs, proper structure is critical. They should contain as little life insurance as possible while funding at the highest level allowed by IRS guidelines. This keeps expenses reasonable while maximizing tax-free growth potential. The zero-tax retirement revolution isn't about avoiding taxes entirely. It's about paying taxes at today's historically low rates to avoid potentially much higher rates later. With America's looming fiscal challenges, positioning yourself in his 0% tax bracket may be the most important financial decision you ever make. Because when tax rates double in the future, 2 times 0 is still 0.